Growing up sucks, man. I gotta grow up. I mean, there's some good things. My life is changing a little bit. I'm growing up. I went to my bank. They said I qualified for a super premium account. I was like, cool, what's in a super premium account? And the guy's like, well, for starters, unlimited checks. Oh, sick. Because I'm almost done with the ones you gave me in 97, bro. So, hook it up. I was beginning to worry that I wasn't going to be able to send that one a month to the lord of my land. Unlimited, sweet. Old people love checks. They can't wait to write a check in the express lane. Huh? How much is that? $52? Tell me, how do you spell that? There's not enough room to spell it. Old people love writing checks so much, they even keep a check journal at the back of the checkbook. Where they write about what just happened. Oh, dear checkbook diary. Oh, what a lovely check. Today I bought eggs and bananas and plums and I ran into Judith by the Triscuits and she tells me that Oriental boy got into college. Standing three behind her with a giant watermelon. Hey, Aunt Frank, you mind hurrying up a bit? I got a watermelon's getting warm or cold. I don't know what's in, I don't know what goes inside those things. I saw a sale on watermelons. It said, buy one watermelon, get one free. Who the hell has enough room in their fridge for two watermelons? Even one watermelon. Before I buy it, I gotta stand over it and make a few phone calls. Hang on a second. Hey man, you think you get 15 people on my front lawn by Saturday? Oh, great. Can you bring a machete and a tarp? I got thinking of getting one of these watermelons. It's massive, man. Sometimes they'll try to sell you a half watermelon with saran wrap around it. I'm pretty sure that's just someone who returned half their watermelon. Yeah, I couldn't finish this. I tried. That's as far as I got. I would have thrown it away, but it wouldn't fit in my garbage can. I gotta. Maybe I could just trade you for a handful of grapes or a banana. What is the date? I love old people. I can't wait to get old. I just want to get freaking. I want to get 80. When do you get to? I want to get to that age where you. How old do you have to be before you start putting plates on your walls? Out of curiosity. Right? How do you? Is that like 82? Yeah. How do you decide on a wall plate? You're just sitting over there, washing the dishes. I'm tired of eating off this. I'm putting it up next to the grandkids. Ready? People should see these. Getting old, man. I'm getting old. I got a wedding invitation in the mail the other day. Ugh, aren't those the worst? I'm not married, but I still don't want to go to a wedding. To me, getting a wedding invitation is like getting subpoenaed. Shouldn't that one be delivered by a sheriff? Just, I touched you. You're going. You just got served. What? Ah, damn it. Why did they make the date so far away on the wedding invitation? Relax with your party. You're not the Olympics. No one needs a year to plan for a party. Honey, what are you doing next September? You think you want to? They ask you what you want to eat on the invitation? How the hell do I know what I want to eat a year from now? What do you think? September 12th, chicken or fish? What do you? They need to know now, I guess. They're gonna start raising the chickens, do you? You don't know? I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to eat tomorrow. And at the bottom of it, they tell you where to get the gift, the balls. The balls to tell me where to get you a gift? Oh, just so you know, we're registered at Pottery Barn. Oh, snap. I really wish you had told me that earlier, because I already picked you something up at my house. Yeah. Yeah, I got you half a watermelon. You should probably put it in the fridge. There you go. Refrigerator. Watermelon. Women love weddings. They can't wait to go to a wedding. They don't even mind if you call them the maid at their wedding. Can you come on my wedding? Be my mate? You'll be my maid of honor. It's an honor to be my maid. Okay, sure. What do I have to do? You know, you stand next to me and, you know, just keep an eye on and tidy up after me as I walk around. And, you know, maybe bring your plunger just to be safe. What? Okay, I'll be there. I love you. I love weddings. It's really exciting. I even have the perfect dress. Oh, no, 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 no. I have a dress for you. It's purple and it's going to make you look fat. Okay. Sounds great. I'll be there. I already got you a gift from Crate and Barrel. God, can you imagine? Men would never go to a wedding if we called the guy who stood next to you the groom's butler. Why would you? No one would go. You'd just be like, nah, I'm not going. That doesn't sound good. Only way you're going to get me to go is if you tell everyone there I'm the best man. That's it. What? No, I'm the best man. It's my wedding. No, you gotta tell everyone there I'm better than you. And I wanna wear the same thing as you, come to think of it. Yeah. And after it's done, I wanna bang one of them purple maids, so tell her to bring a plunger. Weddings. The worst. They're horrible. Get that rehearsal. I don't want to go to your rehearsal. I'm good. You come to the rehearsal. How hard is a wedding? Are they really that complicated? Are the blue angels flying across the sky in your wedding? Is the minister going to be juggling chainsaws? What do you got to do? You got to walk up there and face. They don't even have to memorize their lines. The minister reads them. I solemnly swear. How hard is a wedding without a rehearsal? If you didn't have a rehearsal, would it be that screwed up? Oh, should have been at Brian's wedding last week, man. They should have practiced. You could tell they didn't know what was going on. Bride walked in backwards, man. She didn't know what she was doing. Wedding cake was a shepherd's pie. It said, happy birthday, Deborah, on it. Everybody threw steamed rice. Oh, man, they should have scrimmaged. Somebody should have drawn up some plays. So dumb, man. The invitation. And I gotta go mail. I'll be there. They want you to mail, I'll be there. I'll be there. I'm there. I gotta go buy an envelope. Do you know how hard it is to buy an envelope? You ever tried to buy an envelope? You guys sell envelopes? Yeah, how many you need? I just need one. Sending a wedding invitation back. One? Well, they come in thousands. What? Thousands. Who the hell needs 1,000 envelopes? How much for 1,000? $2? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Tell you what, give me 5,000 just to be safe. I just opened a super premium account. I might be sending some checks. God. Growing up, man. Trying to be a grown up, I don't know what I'm doing. Trying to be a man, I don't know. I don't know why I did that. I figure that's my move. That's my move if an intruder comes in. I think I'd be like, hey, man. Nobody really knows. I mean, if you do take self-defense classes, you know what your move is. But all you people who don't know self-defense, you don't know what your move's going to be. It's just going to happen. Someone's going to break into your house or whatever, and you're going to have to figure out what your move is. And I swear to God, if you do this, you're dead. This means kill me. Nobody... Never watched a UFC fight where the guy goes, all right, go. I don't know what my move is. I've always wondered. I've never taken any classes in self-defense, but I always assumed if there was an intruder, I'd just probably figure it out on the fly. Maybe snap his leg, like, right? I always figured I'd just get behind him and just do the neck snap, right? That one seems to be easy. But I've always wondered what my move is. I got to find out, actually, like a month ago, I was in my hotel room in bed at like midnight, naked, lying in bed. And I don't know why you guys laughed. Anyway, so while I'm lying in bed, I guess the front desk gave someone else my hotel room key, the same room as me, and the key, and just sent them on up. And I'm just lying in bed, and just this like 6'5" dude just walks right in and just stands over my bed, staring at me. And I got to find out what my move is. It's always good to know what I do when there's an intruder. I just simply pull my blanket up a little higher. And I say, I think you have the wrong room. Oh, man, I'm dead. Good to know. A lot of great athletes go on to do other things that are wonderful. And some go on to become terrible to human beings. I think you all know who I'm talking about. George Foreman. Heavyweight champion of the world. I think I'm ready to design a grill. It's clear that he didn't have ask for any help either. It's clear he was pretty much on his own on that grill. Just kind of walked in there. I got an idea for a grill. I just thought about it just a second ago. I'm going to put it on an angle. I think that's all we need to do. And that's it. Let's do it. Nobody helped him, really? Nobody stood up to George Foreman and say, hey, George, how about putting an on and off switch on your grill? What do you... Sometimes these things have switches. Just an idea. Here at the grill factory, we like to put switches on most of our grills. Nope, don't need it. This grill, you just plug it in and it's on. And make it take a couple hours to cool down while I'm thinking about it. Let's go. Let's get them in a box. Let's get them on the shelves. Why are we still talking about this? I don't know. Nobody was like, hey, man. Hey, George, love this grill. Great idea. The grease drips off. I get it. What do you think about a thermostat? With a range of different temperatures for different foods. Nope, one temperature is all you're going to need on this grill. 500 degrees. And come to think of it, make it hot on the outside too, fellas. Yeah. Make the whole thing really hot. And make sure they can lose those drip trays right away. I want them. I want that grease dripping all over the sink, all over the floor. God. Nobody stood up. Not one person helped him. Hey, George, what do you think about making the grill plates removable so they can wash them in the dishwasher? Nope, glue them to the frame. Make the frame way too big to put in the sink, trust me. If they want to wash it, we'll provide a plastic fork, I think. That they will lose along with the drip trays.
What?
This guy's an idiot. Why is he wearing his title belt in the meeting? God. Somebody should have stood up to him. Somebody should have been like, hey, George, what do you think about making a locking hinge to hold it open so they can, you know, safely rest their food and remove it safely when they're done cooking it? Nope, make it like a rat trap, fellas. Let's go. Let's get it in a box. Thanks, guys. This is great. This is fun, man. I love how he was a big guy. He was intimidating. I get it, but I've never been that guy. I'm pretty soft, right? But I want to be tougher. You know, I want to be able to. You know, as I get older, I think I got to learn how to be stronger. I go to the gym. I have no idea what I'm doing there. I got high once and went to Gold's Gym. Spent 10 minutes on the treadmill just trying to figure out how to get it to start. And some guy walked up behind me and goes, yo, man, let me know when you're finished standing on the scale. What? Oh, come on. Are you kidding me? Well, that certainly explains why I don't feel like I'm going 196 miles per hour. Thank you. Thought I'd need a towel by now. They got bodybuilders at that Gold's in Venice. Professional bodybuilders like Lou Ferrigno works out there and Arnold and stuff. But they, you know, they say bodybuilding's a sport. I don't know. The sports that I watch, usually there's an activity involved. Like they're showing you something they can do. Bodybuilding, they don't do anything. They just stand on stage and they squeeze. And they look directly at you. And you have to decide what they could do, right? Like, what do you think I could do if I... Come on, what kind of sports do you think I could play? How many pickle jars do you think I could open up in 30 seconds? What do you, take a guess. Come on. How many watermelons do you think I could carry if there was a really good sale? No, man. Bring the watermelons up there. Show us how many watermelons. Oh, man. It's pretty cool though, hey? Pretty cool that they look like that. I bet they get a lot of ladies. I like girls. I like ladies. I don't know if I'm a ladies' man, but I am proud to say I've never paid for sex, and that angers a lot of the prostitutes that I have sex with. They want their money. They get very angry afterwards when I don't pay them. Usually just pull my pockets inside out until I stop screaming, but don't get a lot of repeats, if you know what I'm saying. No, girls are the best. Aren't they the best, dude? Aren't they amazing? Look at them. They're so beautiful. All the things they do for us. They do so many things for us, and we do nothing. We do very little. You don't even have laces. Just skip laces. Women, they wear high heels, and like sometimes they'll put like extensions in their hair. Have you ever seen that? They look beautiful. And they do all sorts of amazing stuff to their bodies for us. And who told them? I didn't tell them to do that stuff, but I mean, I'm glad they did. It looks amazing. Don't get me wrong, but I don't think I'd ever have the courage to tell a woman to do that stuff. I can't imagine the guy who started this. That guy had balls, man. I wish I had balls like that guy. Probably way back, like hundreds of years ago. Hey, we're going out tonight, so, you know, stand on your tippy toes for me. It's a big night for me. Walk on your tippy toes and paint your mouth, for God's sakes. I can barely see your mouth. And paint your eye hair while you're at it. Oh, I can barely see your eye hair. And put your breasts closer together. They're so far apart. And put more hair on your head. Yeah, my parents are coming. Would it kill you to smell like birthday cake tonight? I can't even smell you. I have balls, man. That was awesome. Now we get this stuff. We get this cool stuff, and I get to look at it, and it's great. It's great. I like that. I like women. I'm glad I don't like guys, because guys, we again with the laces. I just couldn't get into that. A lot of people think I'm gay. I'm not gay. I just think I'm really gay looking, which is fine. Except I don't get to do a lot of the things straight guys get to do. Like, I'll never know what it's like to eat an ice cream cone the way I really want to. Right? Gotta put a little spoon in there. Never get to wear a leather vest with no shirt underneath, or, yeah? Like a biker? I'll never be a biker. I'll just be a guy in a bar with a lot of biker-looking guys. You know those bars. There's still countries out there, and people out there are trying to find evidence that homosexuality is a disease. Which is funny to me, but it would be fun if someone actually did find proof that being gay is a sickness, because I would love to try to call in gay for work. Wouldn't that be great if that was an option? Oh, and you're just tired and you didn't want to go in, just pick up your phone. Hey, it's me, I'm not going to make it in. Oh my goodness. Jesus. It's gay season, and I'm feeling really gay. I didn't get my gay shots this year. Oh, but girls are the best. Girls are better. Yay, girls. I have a woman. It's going great. We've been going out for a while, and it's getting better. Sex is getting way better. I don't know. A lot of people think sex is better at the beginning. Oh, no. Sex gets better with time. It gets more efficient. I don't know if you... Oh, way more efficient. Finally. After all this work. We have managed to narrow it down to one position that we are just going to keep on doing for the rest of our relationship. No more trying to tear off each other's clothes like children. Let's just take our time taking off our own clothes on opposite sides of the bed like mature adults and fold those clothes and put them in the appropriate drawer and charge our cell phones. Maybe even leave some clothes on. What do you say? Go ahead, honey, and leave that sweatshirt on. I already knew what you look like under there. Just use my imagination. It was cool. I'm just going to leave my underwear dangling around my ankle. I probably want to put them on again afterwards, and we'll fix that hole in the fence. Hole's getting pretty big. It's way better. I'm a man. I am a grown-up man. I am feeling very, you know, you feel like a man? Yeah. Feel like you can protect your woman? Good for you, dude. You know, every once in a while when I'm a little worried, you ever just go Google the crime in your neighborhood? Sometimes I look up the crime in my neighborhood and maybe I got caught looking at mugshots once. Saw a mugshot of a guy who was charged with armed robbery and he had a tattoo of a gun on his face. It's probably not the best tattoo placement for an armed robber. The gun on the face and you want to be an armed robber? Probably make you a little easier to catch. Probably make you more familiar to the police. You get a look at him? It's pretty dark. Didn't really get a good look at him. How tall was he? Average height. How much did he weigh? Average, sorry. Sorry, I couldn't give you more help on this. Don't know if this helps at all. Just throwing away. Happened to notice. For a moment, I caught his face, and he had a gun on his face. You mean Frank? Oh, shit. Go get Frank, guys. Frank did it. Thank you. We'll take it from here. Yeah, we call him Gunface here at the station. Or Gunface Frank. Old Gunface. Some of the old guys call them. You got a favorite sport? Football. Oh, I love football. Football's the best. Football's cool. How about you, man? You got a sport? No? No sports? Some sports took a while. Some sports, you could tell, took a while to, like, make. Some took a day. Like, baseball. Like, the rules of baseball probably took a day to write. Probably just some kids with rocks and sticks. Some kid threw a rock, and another kid hit it, and he started running, and then someone threw the rock at him and hit him in the head, and they're like, he's out! He's not getting up. All right, first rule, we throw it near him. Somebody touch him with it. We're losing too many guys. Can't finish the game, and... That was like the first rule of baseball. Football, man. Football, that must have taken a long time to come up with all those rules. I wish I was there when they were coming up with on that final day when they were coming up with how to start the game. That must have been an interesting day. Everyone was all lined up. Quarterback and the center were both standing over the ball. All right, how are we going to start this thing? Pretty simple. You're just gonna hand me that ball through your butt. Excuse me?
Yeah, just give me that ball through your butt and I'll get going. Seems like the easiest way to do it. Through my butt? Why on earth would I go through my butt? I could just go like this very easily, or maybe I could just scoop it to you like this, or maybe you could just hold the ball and say, go. That. Come on, guys. Help me out on this one. No, don't be an idiot. Turn around, bend over. We're going through the butt, guys. Well, this seems ridiculous. I mean, right away I can tell you, I mean, how do I know when to give it to you? I can't even see you right now. Tell you what I'll do. I'll get right behind you. And I'm just going to softly rest my hands between your legs. Excuse me? Shut up and listen for a second. And when I want the ball, I'm just going to touch you on the nuts a couple of times. What do you think about that? Touch.